John Dillon Levy back in familiar territory here in Balba Fáin Fun Park, but not the results Sligo Rovers would have wanted tonight.
No, not at all. Very disappointing night for all concerned. I think we just never really got started in the game, and it's frustrating. We'd come into the break probably in a really good vein of form, and unfortunately we couldn't carry that on tonight. So it's important now that we learn from it and move on to Monday night.
I suppose Van Harp too, fighting for their lives, is never an easy place to come, and it hasn't been for a lot of sides this season. You've probably seen that there, that a goal in each half can undone you as well, but it could have been a lot different first half. You know, Mark Manton McGinley pulled off a super save in the first 2 or 3 minutes, and that kind of set the tone for Harps for the remainder.
That's it. Well, look, we were under no illusions what we were going to come up against here in Finn Park. The least you can expect is honesty of effort, and you know that you're going to get that from Finn Harps. And we didn't probably match their work levels tonight, and first and foremost, if you're going to win a game up here, you have to match that. So as I say, it's a disappointing night.
A big Donegal interest there with Sligo Rovers as well. I'm sure a lot of friends and family, like Jack Keeney's here, Kyle Callum McFadden, of course Brian Dorian on the coaching staff, and I mean Finn Harps were pretty vocal tonight, and it was pretty interesting along the terrace there as well. A good derby atmosphere and feel to it.
Well, that's it, it's a Northwest derby. At the end of the day, there's pride at stake as well as points, and it's probably, you know, a learning curve for some of the boys that have come into the club, that how hot it can be when you come into a derby like this. I thought the atmosphere was super tonight, and our travelling support were fantastic, as they always are. I couldn't believe how many of them there were. It was brilliant, you know. So it's disappointing that we couldn't do it for them, but as you know, it's important now we recover tomorrow. We're in on Sunday, and we regroup for Monday night.
Back on Monday, you see the break probably didn't come in at a good time. You've had that recent run of results, and I suppose just about parking this here result now, and you say moving on Monday night.
Possibly not, but look, we're not going to make any excuses for tonight. We're going to learn from it, we're going to be better for it, and come Monday night we should be ready to go.
I suppose the only consolation is you don't have far to travel this evening.
Something like that, yeah, not too far now to go home.